Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We have just taken today from the first, second, and third service to just worship the Lord and make some decrees. We pray. We fasted for 21 days. This is 21st day. We've been asking. It's time to give God something in return. So we decided just to have an extended time to worship God in the services today and make some decrees and proclamations and take some confections to boost our confidence for the year that we are entering. Maybe you know that 2022 is going to be very glorious. Maybe you know. Please ask somebody. Maybe you know. Why are you looking as if you are lost? Are you sure you know 2022 is going to be Zico Kabulos or Fantabulos or whatever? It's going to be a great year. Let your mind be at rest. Beware who you listen to. Beware what you listen to. Beware the channels you follow on social media. Beware the newspaper you listen to. Beware whose report will you believe? That is for this year. Whose report will you believe? I was sharing with them in the first service about what good news does for a man. Have you seen a man before that was misdiagnosed of a disease? Maybe he went to hospital, he wanted to get married. He said, go and do a test, and they did a test. And the test reads that he has HIV, 2 weeks to the marriage. You know, immediately the person gets sick. He starts growing lean. They admit him to the hospital. They start putting some things. They do everything. He doesn't get well. Then one day, another doctor comes and says, let me check the file. He checks the file. He says, okay, let's run another test. When they run another test, they now discover that the first test result was wrong. Do you know that man that grown lean in 2 weeks, in one day he can grow fat back to where he came from one day? What you listen to has a way of affecting you, whether making you lean or making you fat. If you listen to the word of God, it will make you fat. It will give you hope. It will give you confidence. If you listen to what they are saying, Buhari, fuel price, I keep telling myself, what I cannot change, why should I bother about it? I can hold on to the word of God. Let me hold on to it. Why bother about what I cannot change? I keep telling you about my aunt. One of my aunts I stay with in Lagos. She would tell me, when she was going through a lot of difficulty, she would tell me, if you worry, you will die. If you don't worry, you will die. Why worry? That's after she has worried and worried and worried. She will not come out. She said, Biodo, if you worry, you will die. If you don't worry, you will die. Why worry? Don't bother about things you don't have control about. But you know, of a surety, our God is the creator of heaven and earth. He is in charge and he is control of everything. His word is dependable. Numbers 23:19. This is not part of my plan, but the Lord is leading me the way. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said and he will not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not fulfill it? Like I said before, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. God said it, whether you like or not, don't believe it, that said. God does not need your belief every time to settle it. He needs your belief to settle it for you. It will be settled, maybe not for you. His word is dependable, and we can trust in his word. In the second service, we started looking at Isaiah 60 and what the word of God says the glory of the Lord can do for us. We look at verse 1 and 2 and look at the Bible saying, arise, shine, for your light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So we are depending on the glory of God to do great and mighty things for us in 2022. If you read verse 1 and 2, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. You arise and shine, because the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. You are like a moon. A moon does not have the light of its own. A moon strategically locates itself, and then to the sun, and it begins to shine. If you think a moon has light, the moon does not have light. The moon only reflects the light of the sun. So for you to arise and shine, you must specifically locate yourself at the place that the glory of the Lord can shine on you and you can reflect. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. Of ourselves, we are nothing. The strength of man shall fail him. By whatever, no man can prevail. That is the story of 22. But when we depend on God, what he will say to us, he will surely come to us. And that new song is a song we'll be singing around. What he has promised us, he has brought to pass. What we waited for, he has brought to pass. What we asked him for, he has brought to pass. If we depend on the word of God. I want us to pray with Isaiah. Let's move to around verse 8. Isaiah 16, around verse 8. I think we ended at verse 10 at the second service. Can you jump to... Okay, let's take 9 and 10 again. Let's start from there. 9 and 10. For the coastland shall hope for me, the ship of Tarshish first, to bring your children from afar, their silver and gold with them, for the name of the Lord your God, and therefore the Holy One of Israel, because he has made you beautiful. Can I ask that for every ashes, the Lord will give you beauty? Can we lift our right hand up and say in 2022, rise and beautify my life, beautify everything that concerns me, everything that concerns my family. In 2022, oh Lord, beautify, 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 beautify. Out of the unpalatable experiences of 22, of 2021, oh Lord, let a light shine forth. Let the light shine forth. Let a beauty come forth. You give beauty for ashes. Out of the regret, the complaint, the murmuring of 2021, out of the unpleasant situation of 2021, let good news burst forth in 2022 for me, and beautify everything concerning me, concerning my children. Oh Lord, arise, beautify everything concerning your church. Out of the complaints and the unpalatable situations of 2021, let a light shine forth. Let the light burst forth. Let testimony burst forth in 2022. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Verse 10, and the glory of the Lord shall do that. Foreigners shall build your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I will have mercy on you. If we enjoy the first week of a prayer and fasting, it's quite that for the first 7 days, my prayers and my ministry unto you were on favor. Because I believe this year, in the midst of darkness, the favor of the Lord is going to separate us. When men say there's a casting down, we say there's a lifting up all around. Can we just say, oh Lord, by your glory, let there be supernatural favor, divine favor, surrounding me everywhere this year. Supernatural favor, supernatural favor, supernatural favor, supernatural favor, supernatural favor, supernatural favor. Manda garia palabazite ke debukuria palabazita kata. Mande debukuria bala, manda garia dada. Supernatural favor, supernatural favor, pleasant situation, supernatural favor, attributable only to you. Supernatural favor. Supernatural favor. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. I remember one of the times I was ministering during the favor week. I said some of us have not experienced what they call favor. You know, there is this blessing of the Lord that makes the light to shine on the wicked and on the righteous. That is what most of us are enjoying. What you are enjoying is normal. It's normal to everybody. That is not the blessing that God wants for you as a child of God. On that day, I make that decree that that favor you have never enjoyed before. Or you have enjoyed favor in the past and it ceased. Let the Lord do. Was it not last Sunday that one of our sisters came out and said favor ceased? And when we made that declaration, God just opened another door of favor. What she has never experienced before started coming to pass. This year, please expect a daily favor. When you wake up and you're going out and expect favor, say today, I am being favored. I don't know how, but I'm being favored. Men will arise, favor me. Situations will arise and favor me. Can we lift our right hand up again and say, oh Lord, by your glory, let your favor be upon me, be upon my children, be upon me, every situation, every circumstance. Let favor be upon my project. Let favor be upon my expectation. Let favor create new doors for me. Let favor make new ways for me. I arise by favor this year. Favor, 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 favor. I experience favor. I experience favor. I experience favor. I experience favor. In the name of Jesus. You know what people will be telling you this year? I don't know why, but something say I should do this for you. That is what favor will do for you this year. It's not by power, it's not by might. I pray for our children, especially the ones that are boarding us far away in schools. Let favor be upon them. The favor that changes a man's pathway into this path of destiny. Let favor, that favor be upon any child in this church that has gone astray. Let favor be channeled their path to the path of righteousness. In the name of Jesus. For everything you have asked for this year, may favor bring them to pass. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be.
How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love.
This is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our sight. I can hear the Lord asking me to tell you marvelous, wonderful things that beat your imagination, that looks humanly impossible, shall His favor do for you. In the name of Jesus. And Mary asked, how can this thing be? Said the Holy Spirit. How can this be, the Holy Spirit? Let the favor of the Spirit of God radiate upon everything you do. In the name of Jesus, I pray your deepest heart desire, your deepest pain, your deepest desire. How marvelous,
my soul shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior.
We thank you, Lord. You are the one that walks in a mysterious way. Walk mysteriously, surprisingly, in a way we cannot fathom. And bring about marvelous, wonderful answer to your people's prayers. In the name of Jesus.
Let's take from verse 11. My voice is not good enough. I would have loved to sing this first Adam as I stand amazed at the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Verse 11. Gates shall be open continually, day and night. They shall not be shut, that people may bring to you the wealth of the nations with their kings led in procession. Verse 12. I know in October and November, I handled what gates are and the meaning of it, and various testimonies came out of that. Put that at the back of your mind as you pray. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Those nations shall be utterly laid waste. Foreigners taking care of you. The Lord is saying we'll enjoy supernatural help this year. And foreign help, foreign connection, supernatural help in the name of Jesus. Go take it back to verse 11. Let's lift our hands to Him. Whether it's foreign market, global open doors. Can we lift our hands? Supernatural help. Every month of this year, by the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord will make help available, supernatural help, uncommon help, divine help, help, supernatural help, uncommon help, divine help. After this 21 days prayer and fasting, let there be supernatural help, uncommon help, divine help for me. Supernatural help. Uncommon help. Divine help. Divine help. Supernatural help. Uncommon help. Can we make it specific? Supernatural help, uncommon help concerning this. Concerning this application, concerning this work, concerning this, can we make it specific? Supernatural help, uncommon help, supernatural help, uncommon help, supernatural help, uncommon help, supernatural help. Glory me. Just pray. Supernatural help, uncommon help, divine help. Supernatural help, uncommon help, uncommon help, uncommon help, supernatural help. We thank you. Hello. Stop praying as if you are beating God. I keep telling you this. Ask specifically. You want a car. A car is too big. I want a black Mercedes-Benz 230. 2008 edition. That is specific. When God answers it, you will know. When he brings Corolla, you will know that is not what you requested for. Be specific. Can we go? By your glory, supernatural, uncommon help in this area, supernatural, uncommon help in the first quarter of this year, supernatural, uncommon help, supernatural, uncommon help. Let uncommon platforms be open unto me. Let uncommon platforms be open unto me. Araye ko le ba okmi ho. Uncommon platforms.
At the second service, one of my brothers shared a testimony about how God opened door for him December 2020. Bah! You know, it just opened. While he was sharing, I was shouting, bah! It just opened. Bah! Bah! Between then and now, 86 interviews and appearance on media. Home, you can't watch television in Nigeria online now without seeing that brother of ours on television. It's not possible. 86 appearance in 1 year. By open door. The door just opened. Yes. Bah!
Araye ko le ba opin o ba gbogbo
gologori mi
ninu olare
araye ko le ba opin o ninu ogore.
I'm sorry for people that do not speak vernacular. We are going to blame Pastor Tosin for that. We bless your name, Jesus. He said, Lord, take all the glory in my life. Let no one on earth share in your glory. We thank you. Let's move forward, verse 13. Verse 14 and 15. 14 and 15. The sons of those who afflicted you shall come bowing, bending low to you. And all who despise you shall bow down at your feet. They shall call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Verse 15. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, with no one passing through you, I will make you. Give me King James or New King James. There are some words that we have crammed. That when it is not like that again, it looks somehow. Verse 15, let's go. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through you, I will make you an sana excellency and a joy. Know what the joy of many generations is? Do you know what the joy? There are some people that are the sadness of every generation. They brought bad things into generations. Up till now, we are doing deliverance of those things. There are some people, they are joy of generation. What they work for, the 10th generation, they are still chopping the chop of 10 generations ago. That is the joy of many generations. Hello. The blessings of God upon you, the honor He's going to give you. Your children's children to the fourth generation shall still be enjoying it. That is what He is telling you. Hello, are we here? 14 and 15, there will be supernatural honor. Lift your two hands up and say, this year, 2022, supernatural honor. Wherever I go to, supernatural honor. Supernatural honor. Supernatural honor. Supernatural honor. Lord, as we glorify your name, as we give you honor, let your glory bring supernatural honor into every area of us. Let your glory bring supernatural honor. Let your glory bring supernatural honor. Let men arise and honor us. Supernatural honor. Thank you, Jesus. You know what supernatural honor entails? When anybody hears your name, they want to favor the person that bears that name. I don't know, was it here that I shared with you the last time I saw my mom? And she was telling me, explaining to me the grace she enjoys in old age now. That I no longer pay for transport fare. I no longer pay for things. Whenever I enter, and somebody pays for me. Whenever I do this, somebody does this for me. And all those things. But I thought that since mommy, since she's going to Ghana to bring her things to come and stay with me, when she comes, I'll ask her to lay hands double hands, and maybe 2 feet on me. And transfer that favor upon me. Then we booked a ticket for her, went to Ilorin, dropped at the airport. And my cousin that was supposed to come and pick her missed up the time. So she was looking for the cousin. While she was out looking for the cousin, somebody drove and parked near. I said, Mama, where are you going to? He said, I hope you don't mind if I carry you. That was how the person took my mom from the airport and dropped her in front of her house in Ogbomosho. By the time she was getting to Ogbomosho, my cousin was getting to the lorry and she was at home. Favor. Favor. You will not be stranded this year. You will not be stranded. Lift your two hands to him again and let's pray for honor. Honor. Supernatural honor that can be made available only by the glory of God. Only by the glory. Only by the glory. Only by the glory. Only by the glory. Honor, sir. Honor, Lord. Situations bow, let circumstances bow. I am supernatural. I carry the glory of the Lord. Let everything fall in alignment with the will and the purpose of God for my life. According to the purpose of God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Let's take 16 and 17. I want us to take two main things again. 16 and 17. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles and shall suck the breast of kings. And thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. Please take me back to verse 14. I want us to pray that excellency. I forgot. Take me back to verse 14. Is it 14? Something excellency here. Yeah? Eternal excellency. Is it 15? Okay, don't worry. Take me back to where we were. I'll get you back to it. I think it should be verse 15. Drop it on verse 15 for me. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, so that no one went through you, I will make thee an eternal excellency and a joy of any nations. Peradventure, the politics of your office did not favor you. Peradventure, everything turned against you. Suddenly, everything just turned against you. Hear the word of the Lord. In that same place this year, He's making you an eternal excellency and the joy of many generations. By the honor, by honor, by honor, by supernatural honor, by supernatural honor, where they have turned you back, where they have refused to help you, by supernatural honor. Let there be a turnaround for you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Let's go on 16, 17.
we shall suck the milk of the Gentiles and shall suck the breast of kings. And you shall know that I, the Lord, am the Savior and the Redeemer and the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass, I will give you gold. For iron, I will bring silver. And for wood, brass. And for stones, iron. I will also make thy officers peace and thy exactors righteousness. We will suck breasts of many nations. That is supernatural provision. In the name of Jesus, can we lift our hands to you and say, we will not lack, we will not beg, we will not borrow. We have supernatural provision this year. We will not lack, we will not beg, we will not borrow. We have supernatural provision. No matter what, no matter what, no matter what. Supernatural provision. Supernatural provision. I shall not lack. There will be supernatural provision for me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I'm not sure if I've shared this part of my life. Yeah, maybe in the past. When I was 7, went for camp. They posted me to Shilombaja. I served in Port Harcourt. And I went there and they rejected me on the spot. You see, the letter of rejection was waiting before we got there. They rejected us. I went back home to Gumosho, came back. And while I was coming, one of the things I desire to learn of God is that God is a provider. So, I had a business in Gumosho. I have people abroad I could call for help. I made up my mind that I want to experience the God that provides without resorting to anybody. That was my prayer when I was going back. And God said yes to my prayer. And you know what he did? My first 6 months, is it four? I forgot. You know, when you start enjoying, you forget the whatever of the past. My first 4 or 5 months or so, I had no primary place of assignment. Everywhere I was going, they were rejecting me. So I was receiving no alawi because NYSC at that time placed their leg on my alawi that I have no place of prayer assignment because I prayed that I wanted to know God as a God that provides. So that one stopped. No place of primary assignment. I refuse to make phone call. I refuse to call home for supply. And you know what God started doing? God started using people that were in need like me without a place of primary assignment to feed me. So we just go out and look for a place. We'll drop. Then somebody will say, I have an uncle somewhere. He will go and see the uncle. The uncle will give him maybe 500 naira. When he comes back, he will say, Biodun, I've received 500 naira. Have you eaten? I said, no, yeah, let's go. That was how 4 months in the NCCF house. People were supplying for all my needs in a mysterious way, showing that God is the only source. He can open any channel for you. So sometimes when we come boldly and we tell you that you cannot lack, there are some experiences we have had in the past to make us know that you cannot lack. Hello, are we here this year? This year, let the windows of heaven be open for supernatural supplies, supernatural provisions for you in the name of Jesus. Remember your church. We have never started any project in church before with money in the account. Whenever we hear God say start, we start. And the rest has always been issue. Why? We don't need money in our pocket. We just connect to the bank of heaven and the supply comes all the time. Do we understand? This year, we connect you to the supply of heaven. May you never lack any of your heart desires. In the name of Jesus. Before I leave this year, please bow down your heads. What provision do you need specifically this year? Talk to him about it. Talk to him about it. Specifically, provision. A specific supply. Specific provision. Specific supply. Specific provision. Specific supply. Specific provision. Specific supply. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can I share with you this with you so that you, it can help your faith? Last year, I was seated there after a service. Maybe around July, immediately after I finished the series on divine advantage. And one of our sisters walked to me and said, Pastor, pray for me. I need divine advantage. She did not tell me what it was. I asked her to kneel down and I lay hands on her and said, let the Lord surprise you. Give you an advantage. Lift you above others. Divine advantage is released upon you. I was in the office one day when she chatted with me. I said, Pastor, can you talk? Can I call you now? I said, call me. Then she called me. She now said, did you remember when I came and asked for divine advantage? I said, yes. He said, I was applying for Facebook. Facebook used to give a grant. I was applying for it. 13,000 people applied worldwide. Two people were chosen in Nigeria. She was one of them. Not qualified. I don't know if you were in church when you shared the testimony, even she didn't give the details. Not qualified, not having the crowd on Facebook, nothing. And she was picked out by divine advantage. Our God is a prayer answering God that can provide in ways you cannot imagine. Do you understand? It does not matter if you don't have a passport. If you say you are touring the world this year, somebody will get you the passport and you start the tour. Hello, do we understand? Don't put a limit on your prayers when asking God for something. We may not have opportunity of leading you to pray in this way this year. I might know, I don't know. But can we take 30 more seconds? Supernatural provision. Provision of connection. Provision of help. Provision of lifting. Provision of announcers. Provision of helpers. Supernatural provision for my children. Supernatural provision for the desires of my children. For the dreams of my children. For the visions of my children. Supernatural provision all around. We thank you. We glorify your name. Provision. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Can I give you another 30 seconds? Commit your ways this year to God's hands once again. As we close this service. Talk to me. Ask for his victim. Ask for his surprise. Ask for his help. Ask. He says, you have not because you ask not. Ask that you might receive so that your joy might be full. Can we ask? Ask specifically. We thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you. Thank you for the release of your glory upon us. And thank you for the multi-dimensional things your glory will be doing, not us, but because your glory has arisen upon us. Thank you for what you are activating. What? Thank you for the things you are triggering because of your glory. Lord, we are expectant. We expect great things. We have made up our mind to live for you. Live holy and righteous life. We have made up our mind to obey you, serve you faithfully. Let your glory be upon us. And cause your glory to do more than our expectations. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Up or lift our hands up as we make some decrees upon you. But before then, we just take some confession, and after the confessions, I just make decrees of grace. We just shout grace upon what is in your hands from Zechariah 4:7. Saying, "Who are down mountain before the river, you will become a plain. He will raise up the capstone with shout of grace." Grace to me. So I will just be shouting grace, decreeing grace upon your hands, upon everything, your plans this year, and you will see grace bring them to pass in your life. Can we all stand upon our feet and take the confession for the year? Stand up like a soldier now. Let's go. Can we lift our right hand up to him and let's go? Can you see the confession? Okay, let's go. In 2022, God's incredible, explosive, overcoming blessings will overshadow, overwhelm, and overtake every area of my life. Mercy is speaking for me. His favor is surrounding me. His hand is mighty upon me. I have divine direction, divine guidance, divine plans, and I'm pregnant with strategic plans. I will receive God-made opportunities and Kairos movement. Increase is coming my way. Therefore, I receive divine connection, divine income, supernatural wealth, and I live debt free. Double blessing is over my family, children, career, and business. The Lord is giving me double for my trouble. The Lord will endow me with knowledge, understanding, insight, and wisdom. My success stories shall be honest, my health uninterrupted. Goodness and mercy will be my constant companions. Angels will become my bodyguards. I speak blessings, breakthroughs, joy, peace, favor, victory. Can we take it again? I speak blessing, breakthrough, joy, peace, favor, goodness, victory over my family, friends, and loved ones. I soar to new spiritual, professional, social, economic, and national heights greater than I ever dreamed, imagined, or thought humanly possible. This year, my spouse, my children, and I are for signs and wonders, and we walk in perfect health. The Lord is my source, my provider, my sustainer, and deliverer. I make giant strides. My path shines brighter and brighter. The light of God shines on my path. The life of God breathes on my spirit. The face of God shines on my life. The abundance of God shines on my accounts. The hand of God rests on my walk. And the favor of God surrounds me. I shall not weep. I shall not cry. I shall not mourn. I shall not sorrow. I shall not gnash my teeth. I declare I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm covered in the righteousness of God. This year, I succeed, I progress, I overcome,
I prosper. My Savior, my Comforter and King, is giving me strength and power to resist the fiery darts of the powers of darkness. No matter what I go through this year, only good can come out of it. Life is happening for me. The last one, better, stronger, greater, brighter eye. I pray in the name of Jesus. Look at somebody, say better, stronger, greater, brighter you. I pray. Look at another person, better, stronger, greater, brighter you. I pray in 2022. Look for the last person for the last time. Better, stronger, greater, brighter you. I pray in 2022. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands here. Anything that is a faith extender, anything you are using as a point of contact, and your hands lifted up. And we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, so that you, having sufficiency in all things, may abound towards every good work. And I am all that I am by the grace of God. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Those are what are written in the scripture. Therefore, we come today upon your hands, upon your life, upon your destiny, upon any point of contact, we release grace upon it. Therefore, it shall not be by power, it shall not be by might. It shall be by divine grace. It shall be by the Spirit of the Lord. We speak grace unto you. We speak grace unto you. We speak grace unto you. In 2022, you will experience grace. In the name of Jesus, you will experience grace in all its dimensions. Grace shall go ahead of you. Grace shall go with you. Grace shall surround you. Grace shall back you up. In the name of Jesus. Everything that has delayed thus far, let grace quicken. Let grace speak life to it. In the name of Jesus. Everything dead, every hope lost, anything delayed, let the grace of the resurrection power of Christ come upon those things and give life to them. In the name of Jesus, you will not be stranded this year. Grace will bring everything to pass. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. And so may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. You will live in safety. You will dwell in security. The rest of the Lord shall be your portion. The grace of the Lord shall continually speak on your behalf. You will not lack voice in the high places. The angels of the Lord will put in a word for you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Grace to you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.